اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi and we're joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, brother Mahdi. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. I'm really glad to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of different interesting parts. First, we're going to talk about a Quran reciter, and then we're going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So stay tuned. Well, today we are going to listen to a recitation by Brother Hamed Shakir Nejad. I'm sure that you know this Iranian Qari who was born in Mashhad near the holy shrine of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam in 1983. Once Hamed Shakir Nejad was reciting the Noble Quran in a gathering in Mashhad where there were some Christian people. After Brother Hamed's performance, a Christian woman came to him and said, "I want to give you my golden jewelry as a gift." But he did not accept. She insisted and he refused. And finally she said, "I'll be upset if you don't accept my gift." Then Brother Hamed said, "I want you to do something else." When she welcomed his suggestion, he said, "Investigate about the religion of Islam and Shia school of thought. And in case you find it right, follow the right path." Then the woman agreed, and after a year, she became a Muslim. Now, let's listen to the recitation of Suratul Balad from the very beginning to the end of verse 12, recited by Brother Hamed Shakir Nejad, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. لا أقسم بهذا وأنت
هذا الفلد وولده
أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Suratul Balad from the very beginning to the end of verse 12, recited by Brother Hamid Shakir Nejad. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This was a very good recitation by Brother Hamid Shakir Nejad, just like his other recitations. And we've said this before, that Brother Hamid Shakir Nejad, he recites very similarly to Egyptian reciters. And this has a reason. This is because when he was very young, when he was like 5 years old, 5, 6, or 7, he used to listen to a lot of Qur'an recitations of Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. And he used to learn and imitate and memorize those recitations.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in linguistics, we have this thing, it's called the critical period, where if a person tries to learn a language before puberty, they'll be able to learn that language as if it's their native language. As mm-hmm. if, you know, their accent is going to be just like like your mother tongue, like the person who is a native speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I learned English when I was 7 years old. I used to live in United States of America, and I learned English when I was 7. If I learned English when I was, for example, 4 or 5, my accent would have been a lot better than right now. Okay, so this really has an effect on language learning, and especially accent. And Brother Hamid Shakir Nejad, due to this, he recites the Quran. If you don't know that this is Hamid Shakir Nejad, you would think that it's an Egyptian reciter. This is the thing with Hamid Shakir Nejad. Probably no Iranian reciter sounds as Egyptian as Brother Hamid Shakir Nejad. And we said that this is the fisaha, the way of pronouncing the fatha and aliful mad. For example, if you say, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad, this is with good fisaha. But if you say, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad, this is with not so good. You know, the fatha was pronounced differently.
The way you should pronounce fatha.
You know, lamma and kasra, they're easy to pronounce, and everyone pronounces them the same way. U-E. But fatha could be pronounced in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
You could say a, a, a. See, it keeps on changing. It's not the same. And Brother Hamid Shakir Nejad, he knows how to pronounce the fatha and aliful mad.
To be like native speakers.
A native speaker and also good fisaha. The rules of tajweed. La uqsimu. We have maddul munfasil here. And Brother Hamid Shakir Nejad lengthens this mad to five vowel counts. Okay.
فوق توسط.
Yeah. And ووالدي وما ولد. Verse number 3. ووالدي وما ولد.
We have
a tanween, which is followed by the letter waw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And so we have idgham of nun sakina along with the nasalization, along with ghunnah. So in the idgham, the nun sakina or the nun sakina of the tanween is not pronounced. Instead, the letter after the tanween or nun sakina becomes mushaddad. And if it's one of the letters of yamun, yamim, waw, and nun, you have to apply ghunnah as well.
So here,
what does that mean? Now let's demonstrate this. Yeah, here, wawalidin wama walad. We hold the waw nasally. So we don't say wawalidin wama walad. Wawalidin wama. We say wawalidin wama walad.
Yeah, we have to keep making the nasal sound for two vowel counts.
Exactly. Or for example, whenever we have a meme after nun sakina, again, we have nasalization.
But this one is completely nasalized.
For meme, yes. For meme, it's completely nasalized. And for nun, it's also completely nasalized.
But for waw, we have actually a semi-nasal and semi-oral.
For waw and yeah, we have, because the mouth is still open. We haven't blocked
The oral cavity, actually.
Yeah. But then we see that in the verses 8 to 12 of this surah, he changes the riwayah, Brother Hamid Shakir. He's one of the few Iranian reciters who recites in riwayah other than Hafs an Asim.
Mm-hmm.
We have few Iranian reciters because it's really hard to master. And apparently, Brother Hamid Shakir al-Najjar, he has done a lot of research into the different riwayas and qira'as, and he knows how to recite in these riwayas. For example, this is Khalaf an Hamza, this one, from verse 8 to 12. And how do we know that it's Khalaf an Hamza? Okay, first of all, whenever we have idgham of nun sakina or tanween into the two letters waw and ya, okay, in the riwayah of Khalaf and Hamza, no nasalization takes place.
Okay, just because they become mushaddad.
They become mushaddad, exactly. So what did Brother Hamid Shakir al-Najjar say? He said, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. It's completely oral and there is no nasalization or pause on the waw.
Yeah.
Another way that we know that this is Khalaf an Hamza is how he said وَمَا أَدَرِيكَ
إِمَالَة.
Yeah, this is إِمَالَة, and also he lengthened the مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِلِ to vowel counts.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're only allowed to lengthen مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِلِ and مُتَّصِلِ in the riwayah of Khalaf an Hamza to six vowel counts. And of course, the إِمَالَة of the Ra, which is whenever you have a ya, which is an extra ya. A ya that is not pronounced and usually has an alif ul-med.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, always has an alif ul-med above it. You have to pronounce it with imala.
Something between fatha and kasra.
Yeah, it's 50% fatha and 50% kasra.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة به هو القرآن هو
والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق